Hello and welcome to the inspirational phone message provided by the deacons of Second Presbyterian Church. We hope that these few moments of scripture and prayer give you not only inspiration, but also hope and encouragement in these trying times. The scripture for this week is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version. This reading begins our journey through Holy Week, that time from Christ's arrival in Jerusalem to his resurrection from the dead. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." So ends the reading from chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. We as Christians know that this episode in Christ's ministry signals that our lives will be changed in an unimaginable way, but only after suffering through the horrible event in the days ahead. Our strength will be tested, but there is hope. And, borrowing from Lewis Smedes, the end is going to turn out more splendidly than we dare imagine. At this time, we as people of the world are troubled with a pandemic the likes of which we have not seen in centuries. Given that, I would like to skip ahead in the same chapter of Matthew and find that not only does Christ give us hope, but also instruction to approach these dilemmas, a very simple but difficult solution. I am referring to the story of the fig tree, again in chapter 21, this time verses 18 through 22. Jesus and his disciples had gone to Bethany for the night. In the morning he was hungry, and as they were walking the road, he saw a fig tree which was in full bloom but had no fruit. He instructed a fig tree that may no fruit ever come from you again, and the fig tree withered. When the disciples saw it, they were amazed, and they said, "How did the fig tree wither?" Jesus answered them, "Truly I tell you, if you have the faith and do not doubt, not only will you do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' it will be done. Whatever you ask for in prayer with faith, you will receive." Prayerfully, in each individual way, using faith as Christ has taught, let us ask for solutions to our own problems, but also to the worldwide menace we now face. Christ has given us the tool. It is up to us to accomplish the task. Thanks for listening.